Good evening. I couldn't have picked a better set of words for the first part of that song. Troublesome times are here. Well, what do we do with it? Matthew 11, 28 through 30 says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And this is the Lord speaking, Jesus. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." My nearly 29 years in this world, I know that there are... See, some of you grinning. That ain't nothing. But anyway, I've seen troubles. I've had troubles. But the cool thing is, I haven't had to carry them alone. Because for a good portion of my life, I have been among God's people. And that's where all of us who are Christians desire you to be if you are not one. Because we have a directive. If you look at Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2, bear one another's burdens. Bear one another's burdens. And so fulfill the law of Christ. That's the Lord's directive to us, to help you. My question is, why not be a part of that? Why not be a part of a team? I'm in my work, it's easier to go see the world and educate the world about finances if you have a lot of people working with you. But if you're working by yourself, that's a huge task. Join a team. We are here for you. We have a directive to help you. We ask that you do. The Lord says again in John 14, "These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you." Stan said earlier in the class that we have been given all things that pertain to life and godliness. We have everything that will help us to be fruitful in the good works of God. But he says, "Peace I leave with you." Peace. Not troublesome times. Peace. "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give you." This is a different peace. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." But he said that to his disciples. People outside of the Lord cannot say that. People outside of the Lord remain in trouble. But if you come in, we are here to help you. The Lord is here to help you. Again, his burden is not heavy. His load is not burdensome. If you believe this, Luke 13 and verse 3, you have to repent. You have to repent of your sins, or you will perish. Matthew 10:32, the Lord says, "Whoever confesses me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven." You have to confess that the Lord is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He will put in a good word for you. And that's what we all want, I think. Galatians chapter 3. You can't get to all of this. You can't put on his yoke without doing those things. But there is one other thing that so many times is crucially left out. Crucially left out. "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." This is how we take the Lord upon us. This is how we take His yoke. This is how we get into Him, is through baptism. But my friend, if you have been struggling with things, if you have not taken full advantage of us here to help you, or if you feel that we have not done enough, please let us know. But understand, do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison. I hope not, but this is talking to some Christians. That you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days, or a complete amount of time. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. This is our plea to you. If you seek peace, come, join the Lord, join us, be baptized for the remission of your sins. If you need to find that peace, if you need that comfort, we ask that you come as we stand and we sing.